Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today. Great.
I told you last night that the Lord forever and Paul in the Bible is forever using illustrations. And last night we used the illustration of the churches of Macedonia. And Paul used the illustration of those churches to the Corinthian church to provoke them into giving like they're supposed to give. They promised a mission offering a year before and hadn't followed through with it. And of course, you hear last night, you know what I'm talking about. And Paul used those churches of Macedonia as an example or illustration to illustrate how that God used them to give the missions and to provoke them into giving the missions. Tonight I want to give you another illustration tonight out of the Word of God, and a lot of good illustrations of the Bible tonight about faith promise. And I'm very well aware of the fact I'm not at home. I've not been home. I'm not at home. I don't have my computer. I do know what I preached here. Every time I've ever preached here, I've got it down. And I'm sure I probably have preached this here sometime or another. I'm sure I probably have, and that's okay. Pastor wanted me to go right back to those visible illustrations, and I believe you ought to obey the pastor. And amen. So that's exactly what I'm going to do tonight. Now, Brother Robert Potts has got a brain like an elephant. He's doing this. I'm not preaching. Amen. But anyhow, we hope I can be a blessing tonight. Here's an illustration. Here is a visible illustration that I'll promise you will help you get a hold of faith promise. And I do realize tonight, if I have preached out here, and I probably have, probably two-thirds of the people in this room that tonight probably weren't here then. So it doesn't really matter if I'd preach it last night and he said preach it again tonight. I'd preach it tonight, and I sure would. And I did that one time in one of the churches I pastored. I preached on Sunday morning. The message, Holy Ghost said, go back and preach it again tonight. And I went back that Sunday night and preached it again. Boy, I made the devil mad too. I never will forget that. And as far as I'm going with that story, let's stand together, please. I want you to hang on to the fact tonight and tomorrow night that God will give through you what he'll not give to you. And I mean that with all my heart. God wants to use you. God wants your basket tonight. God wants to use you tonight. And he'll give through you what he'll not give to you. Bible said in John chapter 6 and verse 1, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And of course, the Sea of Galilee, Tiberias, and it has three different names for Galilee in the New Testament. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Jesus went up into a mountain and there sat with his disciples. And the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus therefore lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto him. And he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Can I stop and say this? You'll never get God in a corner. He knew exactly what he was going to do. Philip didn't know what he was going to do, but the Lord knew what he was going to do. Look at the next verse. Bible says in verse 7, and Philip answered him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a, I can't hear you, little. Look at the next verse. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there's a lad here that which have five barley loaves and two, what kind? Small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men to sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down. And a number about how many? 5,000. How many did y'all say? I thought y'all had another version there for a minute. But anyhow, notice in verse number 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he gave thanks, he distributed to his disciples, and disciples to them that were set down, and likewise are the fishes as much as they would. When they were, and notice this verse. When they were filled. He said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that nothing remain. That nothing be lost. Gather up the fragments that nothing be lost. That's what Brother Weston's doing. He's getting the fragments. And that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above unto them that had eaten. Thank you for sitting. You can be seated tonight. I'll take these verses tonight. I do want to encourage you to keep your Bible open, because I'm going to walk right back down through the verses as I preach tonight. Now, I'm preaching out on this thought tonight, out of these verses tonight. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey. I say I want to preach tonight on trust and obey, because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus how but trust and obey. When you come to these verses here tonight and come to John 6 tonight, it's a wonderful chapter of Scripture. As a matter of fact, if you study this chapter tonight, you'll find there's three main things in this chapter. If you study verses 1 through 21, you'll see the miracles that he did. It talks about the miracles that he did there, John 6 here, verse 1 through 21. And may I say this or not? His miracles drew many after him, but only a few to him. I said something. Did you get it? I said his miracles drew many after him, but only a few to him. You see his miracles that he did. Verse 1 through 21. Verse 22 through verse 59, you see his message. And his message is simply this tonight. He's the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers eat manna in the wilderness, they're dead. But I'm the living bread that come down from heaven. You see his message, he's the bread of life. But also in verse 60 through 71 tonight, you see the multitude as they go their way and exit. And in this story tonight, I want you to notice this tonight. This is the only story or the only miracle that our Lord did that's recorded in all four Gospels. I thought that was interesting. I said it again today. It's the only miracle that's performed in all four Gospels. And a lot of people will confuse this miracle with the miracle of the feeding of the 4,000. There is a miracle where he fed 4,000. There's also a miracle where he fed 5,000. And may I say this to you tonight? They are two entirely different miracles. If you study your Bible, you'll find the feeding of the 5,000 is in John chapter 6. The feeding of the 4,000 tonight is in Matthew chapter 15. The feeding of the 5,000, that was 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But the feeding of the 4,000, that was 7 loaves and a few fishes left over. If you study your Bible, you'll find this afternoon, I feed the 5,000, there was 12 baskets left over. When he fed the 4,000, there was 7 baskets left over. And they're two entirely different miracles. And by the way, they're two entirely different baskets also. We'll see that before I get done tonight. Notice in this here tonight, in this story tonight, we see the sufficiency of Christ. It's not what I can do. It's not what you can do, but it's what Christ can do through you. He'll give through you what he'll not give to you. And in this tonight, it illustrates the fact and shows us from the Word of God tonight how that God can use you. And I'm telling you this afternoon, when you give what you got to him, hello, how things are helping, I promise you that. And let's look at the story tonight, briefly tonight. First of all, I want you to see in the story tonight, I want you to see, first of all, verse 4 and 5, we see the dilemma they face. The dilemma they face. Look at verse 4. Bible says in verse 4, and the Passover feast of the Jews was nigh. Now, understand that, you need to understand this. There's thousands of people there. There's thousands of it. Look at the next verse. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now notice this tonight, the dilemma of the faith. How are we going to feed this crowd? We know there's 5,000 men, and I'll get to that part in just a minute. How are they going to be fed? There's literally thousands of people has come into the feast here. The Bible again says in verse number 4 there, and the Passover, the feast of Jews, was nigh. And that means there's thousands of people there. And how are they going to be fed? How are you going to take care of them? Think about what I'm saying tonight. All they've got is 5 loaves and 2 what? You got it. Small fish, not fishes, but small fishes. And may I say this to you now? The dilemma they face. How are they going to be fed? Are you hearing me tonight? Hey, don't you listen to this next statement. Jesus had human feeling, but he didn't have human failure. When he saw them, he was moved with compassion. I say when he saw them, he was moved with compassion. He had human feeling, but thank God he didn't have human failure. And may I say to you this afternoon, the dilemma they found. Let me ask you a question. What would you have done had you been one of those disciples and your job was to feed that crowd? what would you have done? How Philip said, oh, my soul, all we got, five loaves, two fishes. Look at the multitude, how the dilemma they face. And I thought about this when I said it again today. Did you know you and I face a dilemma also? In our day, you say, what is it? The multitudes, they're hungry without the bread of life. 8.2 billion people on planet Earth tonight. How I say about Brother Wall and the ministry out west. Did I say this last night? I've been preaching on missions for several weeks, so I may have already said it. But hear what I start saying. In the United States, there's 3,140-some counties in the United States. And there's 900 of those counties that doesn't have a church in it like you've got right here tonight. You say, you're talking about America? I'm talking about the United States of America. And may I say this to you? The dilemma we face. The hungry world, you know what they need? They need the bread of life. You know what them girls in prostitution and those people, you know what they need? They need the bread of life. And may I say to you tonight? Oh, that they'll never live without the bread of life. Oh, my soul, it satisfies. Bread satisfies. Are you hearing me? You see the dilemma they face. Notice this. You don't see the dilemma they face, but don't you see the disciples' fear? The disciples' fear. Notice in verse number 5. By the way, can I say this before I read it? I'm not near as hard on those disciples as I used to be. I used to say, well, that bunch of heathens, they don't believe nothing. Well, let me ask you a question. The disciples' fear. What would you have done? Listen, five loaves and two fishes? 5,000? Think about it. 5,000 men? And I'm not counting women and children. Look at verse 10. Look at verse 10. Bible said, and Jesus said, make the men to sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, the men sit down in a number about what? I can't hear you. 5,000. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give each one of them Jewish men one wife. Then I'm going to give each one of those Jewish men one young'un. Since we're not in Mount Airy, I'll not say child, we're young'un, we're in Logan. And I'm going to get one wife and one young'un. 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, I believe that's what it is. 15,000. Do you think, I think those Jews had one young'un? I want you to listen to what I'm getting ready to say. There could have been 25,000 people there as easy as it was 5,000. The disciples' fear. All they could see was their limitation. Those disciples, what are we going to do? My soul, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Notice what it says here. Look at verse 7. And Philip answered, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them. Do you know how much that is in our day? It actually was in that day also. You know how much that was? 20. Are you listening to me? Look at verse again, verse 7. And Philip answered him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take how much? A little. 20. Look at the verse. And Philip said to him, 200 pennies worth of bread. You know how much that is? That's $30. That's exactly what it is, $30. To feed a crowd of this magnitude, a moon pie and an RC cola, it would take $25,000 to $30,000. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I'm honest when I say that. And even in that day, it would have took more than $20,000. And all they've got is $200 worth of bread. $30 worth of bread, I should say. 200 pence, which is $30. I want to say this again. I'm not near as hard on them disciples as I used to be. I used to say a bunch of doubters. Bless God. And just a bunch of doubters. What would you have done? What would you have done? Are you hearing me? What would you have done? Oh, my, think about it this evening. All they could see was that limited treasure. All they could see, and by the way, that's exactly what the devil will do to you. Well, you can't do no more. Can I tell you what happened to me? Sunday morning, I preached myself under conviction. I'd hammered for 5 services as hard as I could hammer on faith, promise, mission, giving while I was preaching mission conference. And Sunday morning, he got a hold of the preacher. And dear Lord, I preached myself under conviction. I really did. And before we got to this meeting, today we was doing our tithe and our faith promise for the month of April. Because when I leave, I won't get to see you no more for a while, maybe one more service. But we do it monthly. And so my wife and I, we sat down and had a board meeting this morning. And the board decided it was time to launch out. and step out a little further and step out a little further. All right, listen to me. And when you look at it from, I'm talking about faith promise. And when you look at it from a human standpoint, there's no way. And I'll tell you this tonight, the dilemma they face. If you're not real careful, the devil will talk you out of giving anything to missions. And if you do give to missions, he'll talk you out of raising your faith promise. Do you realize how much eggs are? Are you listening? Do you realize this and that and the other? I know a man that gave you eggs. I do. He don't live around here, but he'll give you eggs. And there's probably people around here who give you eggs. But here's what I started to say. By the way, if you give faith promise, who knows, you may get your eggs free. I got to get off that. But yeah, I'm telling you tonight. I'm just telling you this evening. The dilemma they face. How are they going to get by the dilemma they face? Can I do an illustration? Come here, Brother Walt. Come here, Brother Weston. Let's do an illustration. I'll tell you what happened while they're coming. Listen to this. Three of the four Gospels, come on up here. Three of the four Gospels says this. The disciples say, let's recommend to the Lord to send them away. And here's what they done. They had a disciple meeting. They had a disciple meeting. And in this disciple meeting, you're Philip. No, I'm going to be Philip. Can I be Philip?
Sure.
Okay, I'm Philip.
Yeah. Peter.
He's Peter, but you're Thomas. You're Thomas. I'm Philip. You're who?
Thomas. I'm Peter.
I tell you what we better do, fellas. Jesus is going to be embarrassed. And we're all going to be embarrassed. So what we better do, we better just recommend to the Lord that he'll send this crowd away so we won't be embarrassed. We ain't got enough food. So the best thing we can do is just recommend to Jesus, send them away. What do you think about that?
Makes sense.
Well, you're outvoted. I don't care how you vote. And number two, Brother Peter, since you're the spokesman, you get to tell him.
Wonderful.
What if I sit down behind me? You say, preacher, I don't believe. That's exactly what happened. Three of the four Gospels said, let's recommend this, send them away. The disciples fear. And before you get down on the disciples, what would you have done? I probably would have done worse than that. Had the disciples fear. They had a disciple meeting. They come up with a conclusion. Just send them away. But don't you notice a blessing? Look at verse 10. Notice in verse 10. And Jesus said to them disciples. This is who he's talking to. And Jesus said, he's talking to the disciples, make the men that sit down. Now let me ask you a question. What did they just get done doing? They just got done doubting the Lord. They just got done having a disciple meeting and come to the conclusion, send them away. But you know what? Jesus said, have them sit down. Would you, now I'm not Jesus, now there will be Jesus, I'm trying to be like him. But had I been running that, you think I'd have used that crowd back there? After they doubted. Brother Ted, they doubted the Lord. They said, send them away. Do you think I would have used them? Look at verse 10, what a blessing. And Jesus said unto the men, that make them sit down. Hey, I'll tell you something, we doubt, we do that all the time, but aren't you glad God still uses us in spite of our doubt, in spite of our doubt, he still uses us. Are you hearing me tonight? Noticing this here tonight, I just want to say to you quickly tonight, the dilemma they face. And by the way, can I say this tonight? Faith is not seeing, faith is believing. The world says this. The world says, show me and I'll believe. God says, believe me and I'll show you. And I will say to you tonight, that's what faith promises tonight. You trust God. You believe God. Again, the world says, show me and I'll believe it. God says, hey, believe me and I'll show you. And I'll say for 45 years, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that, 45 years, God has done that through my wife and I every week. For 45 years, and there's never been a week he didn't come through. Hey, the disciples fear, though they doubted, he still used them. Notice this quickly. I want to say to you tonight, do you see the dilemma they face? You see the disciples' fear? But then don't you notice this now? Notice the demand to follow. The demand to follow. I didn't read it, but look at verse 10. But I'll say it again, verse 10. And Jesus said, make the men to sit down. Now there's much grass in the place. So the men sit down. And a number, about 5,000. Notice the demand to follow. The demand is, have them sit down. I probably would say it this way. Why have them sit down? There's nothing to feed them. It wasn't their job to come up with the food. It was their job to obey. Did I say I'm going to preach tonight on trust and obey? Because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey. Notice this here tonight. The demand to follow. He said, have them sit down. And again, probably I would have said to myself, oh, why have them sit down? There's not anything to eat. It's from a human standpoint, it's impossible. Watch this. All they've got is a little lad, little lunch, little loaves, and little fishes. But you need to write, number five, a big God. Amen. The demand to follow. Are you listening? And by the way, five loaves and two small fishes. I thought about that today. Five loaves. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. And two. What kind? Small. Two small fishes. Look up here at me. That's it. They don't have no more. That's all they've got. I'm telling you, that's it. Five loaves and two small fishes. You say, preacher, there's no way. There's no way. And by the way, you know what kind of bread it was? It was barley bread. And barley bread's what the poor people eat. And barley bread meant they barely had some. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you, that's exactly what it was. Five loaves, two small, that's it. They don't help no more. You say, preacher, there's no way. Listen to me. God will work through you if you let him. He'll get through you if you let him today. Little is much when God is in it. Little is much when God is in it. Are you hearing me this afternoon? Oh, my soul. And again, you got to tap in to the channel of faith. Trust in God. Believe in God. Can I take that recess and say something? It's hard to preach on faith in this day. Because most of us has got more than we've ever had in our life. If you come to church hungry tonight, you chose to. Did y'all get anything to eat before you come? Okay. I know there's a reason I said that, but are you listening? You probably come to church tonight probably in the best car you ever rode in. You probably live in the best house you ever lived in. And some of you may not, but here's what I want to say to you tonight. It's hard to preach on faith on a day like that. But may I say this to you tonight? If you'll give him your basket tonight, I'm telling you, he'll take it, he'll use it. Thank God he'll use it. Tap into the channel of faith. I'm telling you, I cease to be amazed every week of my life how that God meets that faith promise. Notice this tonight. You see the demand to follow. The demand to follow. Then don't you notice this real quick. You don't know in this story tonight, you see the dilemma they face. They don't have any food other than five loaves, two fishes. You see the disciples' fear. I can understand that. They want to send them away because they don't have enough food. You see the demand to follow. And the demand to follow is simply this. Have the men to sit down. Have them sit down. Have them sit down. Have them sit down. Here may be my favorite verse. I want you to look down at your Bible. Watch this verse. Look in your Bible, verse number 10. Bible said, verse number 11. Look at verse number 11. Bible said, watch this verse. Verse number 11. And Jesus took the loaves. And let's read the verse right. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples were them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as many as they would. Notice what happens right here. Jesus takes them loaves, and here's what he does. He blesses them, he breaks them, and he bountifully distributes them. Can I say that again? He takes them, he blesses them, he breaks them, and he bountifully distributes them. Hey, I'll tell you something tonight. Only he can do that tonight. The distributing of the food, he takes that. Those men sit down, and they do exactly what he said do. Had the demand to follow tonight. And not only that, the distributing of the food. 5,000, not counting the women and children. 5,000, not counting the women and children. And the Bible said in verse 12, and when they were what? All four gospels says that. And when they were filled. I need some help. Come down here. When they were filled. When they were filled. Come here, Brother Stan. One, two, three, four, five. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour, 5 hour, 6 hours. I need six. How many have we got up here now? I don't count. The distributing of the food. I'll show you what happened. Let me get up here and get my stuff. I'll show you what happened. You take that outside aisle. You take this side of that aisle. You take this side of that aisle. You take, go anywhere you want to go. Just make sure. Hey, well, come here a minute. Give them some bread. Give them a fish. Give them some bread. Go. Here's what happened. Give them some bread. Here's what happened. Give them some fish. Give them some bread. Give them some fish. Give them some bread. Here you go, girls. There you go. There you go right there. Are you listening? There you go over there. Get it. Are you listening? Here's what happened. Here's exactly what happened. He fed the multitude. Here's what happened. Are y'all hearing me preach tonight? Right, here's exactly what happened. There you go, girls. And are you hearing me preach? You'll say, preacher, you're crap. No, I'm telling you what happened. Are you hearing me tonight? I'm telling you exactly what happened. You'll say, preacher, it's impossible. It's, oh, no, it's not impossible. I'll tell you, when you put it in the hand of God, he'll shock you and he'll amaze you. Come on, disciples. If y'all don't mind, I'm going to stop about 30 seconds and shout a little bit. You say, why? Here's what happens. Watch this. Right here is exactly what happens. We take from his hand and give to others. We take from his hand and give to others. We take from we take from his man. You know why I'm about to say it? Because I've seen him do it for years and years and years and years. Here's what don't have. Here's what you don't want to do. We don't take from his hand and do this. You do that, you reach back and get some more, and there will be no more up there. I said he'll give through you what he'll not give to you. Brother Brian will tell you this. A commercial building, I think, in North Carolina, if it's wired according to code, it has to be wired through conduit. What conduit is? Conduit is a round piece of metal pipe. You run the wire through there, keep it. When it shorts out, it won't set the building on fire. And you know what we are? We're a bunch of conduit. God has given through us. You know what the church is tonight? The church is a wire house, not a banking house. You say, don't you believe, have a little fun, laid back for a rainy day? Nothing wrong with that. But when you got millions of dollars sitting in the treasury, millions, and the world going to hell, and you won't even take on a missionary, you don't want me to go down that road tonight. Are you? I know this church is sitting on millions. I'm not lying when I say that. Baptist, independent Baptist church is now sitting on millions of dollars and supporting a handful of missionaries and custom because we have to do that. You know what's going to happen with the judgment seat of Christ? Are y'all hearing me? I said I won't never pasture again. I have no desire to pasture. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But sometimes I say, Lord, if you'll let me pasture that outfit 90 days, I'll take care of that. Are you hearing me? Hey, we take from him and give to others. We take from him and give to others. We take from him and give to others. Amen. You say, preach, what are you talking about? I'm talking about we take from him and give to others. Hey, we take from him and give to others. We take from him and give to others. Hey, we take from him and give to others. Hey, we take from him and give to others. Hey, we take from him and give to others. Hey, we take from him and give to others. If you ain't got the message now, you ain't going to get it. You say, you out fish? Oh, no, I'm not out fish. Oh, no. You say you're out of bread? Oh, no, I'm not out of bread. Are you, hey, are y'all hearing me preach tonight? That's exactly how faith promise works tonight. The distributing of, I take it from him and give the other. You know what our pastor done a while ago? I started to say, you're a pastor. He's my pastor. You know what our pastor done a while ago? That's exactly what he done. You know what you did Sunday? You get faith promise. And you know what? You know what he done tonight? He come here and give it away. And you know what God's getting ready to do? Hello, Tokyo. Are y'all hearing me? I'm telling you, he talked about over $100,000 out of this church. over 100,000 this past, way over 100,000. He'll tell you more about that. I don't know. But I know it's over 100,000. I went to missions this past year. If everybody will get a hold of what I'm preaching tonight and take that faith promise card and fill it out and do what you're supposed to do, here's what we're doing. Yep. Yep. Let me ask you a question. What's that got to do with your checking account? What's that got to do with your savings? It's not what you can come up with. That's it. Are you hearing me? I am trying to tell you tonight, the distributing, oh my soul. God wants to give through you tonight. And again, I stressed it last night, and he's already dealt with this. It's not talking about your tithe. It's talking about a mission offering, a faith promise offering, above the tithe, above the building program, above all the other things. It's an offering, scriptural, given by faith. Are you hearing me? Oh, my soul. Are you hearing me tonight? And when you start doing this, there won't be nothing to get. But when you keep doing this, hallelujah. Can I tell you something tonight? That is a gospel fact. Because I've seen it work over and over and over again. This Bible laid on this pulpit is so full of faith promise truths. Are you listening to me? So full. I quoted this last night. I just kept saying it. And you furnish your faith, and he'll furnish your funds. I went to my little private place today and got a message on that. Are you listening to me? A little Shulamite woman said, Elisha asked her, how is it in her house? She said, it's well. Her boy's dead. Her boy's dead. But she said, it's well. Because she knew, I got to get off that, I'll preach on it. That's good stuff for you, history. I'm telling you, you furnish the faith, and he'll furnish the funds. He will. I got to close. Watch this. Can you imagine this tonight? My soul, the distributing of the food. Can I give you one more point, and I'm done? I don't say last of all. Look at verse 13. I'm done. I'm proud of myself. I'm done. Verse 13. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above unto them at eaten. Can you imagine this tonight? The distributing of the food. Can you imagine this tonight? Hey, my soul. What a story. What a story that little boy had. Can you imagine this? That little boy got home and Mama come up to him. Tonight. Can you imagine that little boy got home that day, brought his basket, when one is 12, left over, brought his basket, and his mama said something like this to him.
Son, did you eat all your lunch today?
That little boy answered her this way. Mama, you ain't never going to believe this. That's exactly it. Are you hearing me? Aren't you glad the Bible's real? It's true tonight. Are you hearing me? Ask me again.
Son, did you eat all your lunch today?
Mama, there's a man down called Jesus. Boy, are y'all hearing me preach tonight? Thank you, Mama. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you this afternoon, the delightful farewell. I want to ask you a quick question. I'm done. How many baskets were there left over? Say it loud. 12. How many disciples are there? You think anybody went home hungry? You remember what I said in the opening of the message? Feeding of the 5,000, feeding of 4,000 is two entirely different miracles. You remember how many baskets left over when you fed 4,000? Anybody remember how many baskets left? 7, you're exactly right. There were 7 baskets left over when they fed the 4,000. When they fed the 5,000, there's 12 baskets. And the ones in the 12 baskets is a basket like I got in my hand right here. It's a little wicker basket like I have in my hand. If you don't believe what I'm getting ready to say, go home and look in your Strong's Concordance. I'll save you a lot of digging, 4711 on the Greek side. Those 7 baskets that was left over is not this kind of basket. It's the same basket that's mentioned in Acts chapter 9 and verse 25. And the Bible said in Acts chapter 9, verse 25, they're getting ready to kill Paul. And the Bible said they put him in a basket. Put him in a basket. And let him down by the wall. That basket in John 12, or John 6, and that basket and Matthew 15, where the seven baskets left over, is two different. Look it up when you get home. Seven baskets, the size to let a man down by the wall, left over. Would y'all mind if I take out recess and wrap this building about three times? What in the world are we worried about tonight? If God did that, you can go ahead and take the word F off. Because he did that. Seven baskets left over, the size of a basket, they let Paul down by the wall. My soul. All God wants us to do tonight is trust and obey. Because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey. When you put a little bit of faith in a great big God, it's amazing what he can do. My concluding remarks is this. Get your faith promise card out. My concluding remarks is this. All was involved. The lad, the Lord, the disciples, the people. My concluding remarks is this. Nothing is impossible when it's put in the hand of God. My concluding remarks is this. Little is much when God is in it. My concluding remarks is this. Only when we obey, others will be fed. My concluding remarks is this. When you give to Jesus, he'll give it back, but he'll never give it back the same way. Are you listening to me? And I'll tell you tonight, if you get a hold of faith promise, that's exactly what this whole story is about tonight. You get a hold of faith promise tonight, I'll promise you he'll shock you and he'll amaze you. You say, oh, bless God, you just got a trick basket. How you know he didn't do it while I was preaching? How you know he didn't? Don't laugh at me. Are you listening? I'll tell you something tonight. God is able. That little card you got in your hand, can I see it? Your little faith promise card, can I see him? Hold them up. Anybody here don't have a faith promise card? If you don't have one, Rich, Brother Josh, preacher, will you see that he gets one? Anybody else don't have one? Raise your hand if you don't have one. Okay. Brother Rob, will you take that guy back there one? Brother Roberts, that guy right there. Anybody else don't have a faith promise card? You mean to tell me that wonderful song y'all sung and you don't have a faith promise card? Tim, why did you leave it at home? All right. Brother Robert, give Brother Tim one. Give Brother Tim an extra for doing that. Miss Teresa back here has got a lot of money. Give her a card. Anybody else don't have a faith promise card? Don't write anything on that card unless God knocks you on the side of the head and you're 100% sure. I'm telling you, he rung my bell Sunday morning preaching. Holy Ghost said, big boy, that's pretty good preaching them people, but how about you? So my wife and I had a board meeting today. She's a COT or the board, so is that what it's called? Here's what I want to do tonight, and I'm done. I could ask you to come to the altar and pray, and there's a pretty good crowd here tonight, and I know we'd fill the altar up. And if you feel the need to come to the altar tonight, I want you to come to the altar. If you need to come, you come. God been dealing with you about your faith, I want you to come if you need to come. If you're not saved, by all means, come. But we're going to stand. We're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to ask God tonight one more time. Lord, what is it you want to do through my life again this year in missions? Now listen to me. What you did this past year is wonderful. But if you keep doing what you did this past year, there's no faith involved. Because you've already seen him do that. Am I right? Launch out. Man, I want to preach on that. If y'all come back Wednesday night, I'll preach on it. Launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for drawth. But don't miss tomorrow night. I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. Don't miss tomorrow night. Let's stand together.